This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly in-depth look at COVID-19 related topics. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. I actually saw him in person Saturday. We were both out there doing the 5K event at the YMCA. It was good to get out there, get some exercise.
It certainly was.
So let's talk about a number of things. First of all, the local case information is just out. Tell us where things stand right now for Douglas County COVID-19 cases.
Well, our COVID cases are up and down each day, somewhat related to reporting, but we're at about 30 to 35 cases per 100,000 per day. We still have over 20 people in the hospital, and we continue to report new deaths.
And talk about the change as well on the data that goes out from the county to the media and others about COVID-19 locally.
So we previously did reports every day, and then as the cases slowed down, we went to three times a week, and now we're going to go to twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. I think this is going to be a good chance for the staff who's been working on this to start working on other important topics.
And so that'll be reflective of when people hear new updates from us. And I did notice it seems like the numbers over the last few days really are up and down quite a bit.
Yeah, there really is quite a lot of volatility in the numbers. Some of that is related to the state reporting system, which has been experiencing some technological glitches. So this morning there was a technological glitch, and the numbers were low this morning, and then they'll be high tomorrow as they catch up.
So news coverage nationally today talks about the potential for maybe a fifth COVID surge that could be headed to the U.S. or maybe even beginning now. Is that accurate?
I think it is. So it's hard to know which number surge you call this, but as you'll remember last week, we had talked about Russia and Eastern Europe, which was having a surge. That's now moved through Germany, Austria, and the Scandinavian countries. And what we're seeing is that in areas where it's getting cool, are starting to see a real increase in cases. In the U.S., we're starting to see an increase in cases in Maine, Vermont, Michigan, North Dakota, and Minnesota, all kind of cool places where people are spending more and more time indoors.
Now, as the numbers go back up, are they going back up as much as the last surge, or is it down a bit?
Well, it's a relatively low increase at this point. But what we've seen in the past is the increase is kind of low and not very concerning, and then all of a sudden it takes a big surge. I don't think we're going to get the big surge like we had in August and September, but we could get back up to double what we have now. Certainly when we look at the UK, that's what's happening over there.
And it seems like they're often kind of a barometer about where we're headed 2 weeks later.
Sadly so. So when we look back even to the beginning, they're about 6 weeks ahead of us, ahead of the US. Obviously, they're closer in Europe. They're a smaller, more densely packed country. So they seem to be a harbinger of what we'll see now. And they have case rates in the 50 or 60 or 100,000 range. So that's a little worrisome.
Let's talk about booster shots. What kind of response are you seeing locally around Douglas County on those?
Well, we're seeing a great response. So almost all of our clinics are giving booster shots. We have a lot of demand for booster shots, and that is great because we think booster shots are one part of the puzzle in helping us get past this.
The other element right now getting a lot of attention is pediatric vaccine distribution. What's the local response here and around Oregon so far?
Well, the local response has been great. We've had a lot of pediatric vaccine providers for a while, and they're all giving the vaccine. All the big clinics are giving vaccines, some of the pharmacies. And so we've had really a great response here in Douglas County.
And it seems like when it comes to getting vaccinated, I'm hearing more from parents that are unsure about their kids getting the vaccine, even if the parents already have gotten it themselves. A lot of concern just based on the age of kids. Talk about some of the objections you've heard.
Well, we always try to be protective of our children, right? So as parents, we would do anything not for our kids to get ill. And so parents are always nervous about anything new for their kids. And so that's not too surprising. In addition, the risk-benefit ratio for kids and adults is a little different. We think the risks for all group are pretty small, but the benefits for somebody like me are enormous. If I were to get COVID, my risk of dying is about 5%. And so the benefits of the vaccine are great. In kids, thank goodness, their death rate from COVID is very, very low. So the benefit is less. The risk is obviously low. And so the risk-benefit is a little different calculus in kids than in adults. But nonetheless, it's still so much in favor of getting the vaccine. And thus, we are recommending the vaccine for all ages.
And talk about the differences between the vaccine, I guess, is it the dose size or the amount that's administered to younger kids?
So all of it. So the vaccine, which is made by Pfizer, has the same genetic material. It's got a little bit different diluent, and the dose is about a third of the amount of genetic material, and the physical dose is two-thirds the size of the adult dose.
And is it thought that there are going to be boosters for the pediatric vaccine as well?
That's way off. So usually boosters don't come until 6 months after the initial series. So we probably won't find out about that for a while. But I will tell you that kids make an incredible response to vaccine. So, for example, when we look at flu vaccine, school-age kids make such a blockbuster kind of reaction. As we get older, our reactions decrease.
And are there going to be an increasing number of pediatric vaccine clinics around the area?
So we had a big one this weekend at Cow Creek, and basically all of the places that give pediatric vaccine are giving it now. So if you see one of the local pediatricians in town or go to one of the big clinics, they all have vaccine and are ready to give it.
Now, on Friday, the Oregon Health Authority report showed an increase in the percentage of breakthrough cases, now up to nearly 30%. Talk about that. That makes some people kind of skeptical of the efficacy of the vaccine.
So breakthrough cases are when somebody's been vaccinated and then gets the disease. So, for example, when we look at the hospital over the weekend, there were 23 people in the hospital. Three of those had been previously vaccinated, and 20 had not. Since among our adult population, about 60% are vaccinated, it was three of the 60% that are vaccinated and 20 of the 40% who were unvaccinated who got it. So your risk of being hospitalized is about 10 times higher if you're not vaccinated. The other thing that we've seen is the people who are vaccinated who do get hospitalized tend to do much better than those who are not vaccinated.
And I know that the OHA report, too, showed that a very low hospitalization percentage and a very low death percentage for vaccinated people who get a breakthrough case.
And that's exactly right. So the people who are vaccinated tend to get less sick. They tend to be less likely to be hospitalized and much less likely to die. So it's just a matter of statistics. For example, if 95% of the population was vaccinated, most of the cases would come among breakthroughs. So in the UK, for example, among people 50 and above, about 93% of the people are vaccinated. And the number of cases are equal in that 7% who are not vaccinated and the 93% who are vaccinated. So the numbers can be a little misleading if you look at just raw numbers. But when you look at the relative risk, vaccine is still working great.
With the number of people being hospitalized fairly low, I'm hearing, though, about people who get breakthrough cases that do end up being sick for sometimes a week or two.
Yeah, so people who are vaccinated in general are much less sick than people who are unvaccinated. Most of the people vaccinated get sick, have a relatively mild couple-day illness. But some get sicker. Some are sick for a week or two. Some wind up getting hospitalized. But overall, the protection is great. So I'm working with a family now where there are six people in the family, three of whom were fully vaccinated and didn't get it. One who was vaccinated had a relatively mild case. And the two who were unvaccinated got it pretty bad.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1245 Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. I on Travel at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, legendary national game show host Bob Eubanks is going to be with us. He's coming to Seven Feathers for a special event at the end of next week. Bob Eubanks. Never thought I'd be talking to him, but he'll be on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us as we continue to work through COVID-19 statistics and topics. I guess with the breakthrough cases, does that sort of underline the importance of getting a booster?
It does. So it underlines the importance of getting a booster, the importance of more people getting vaccinated, because if we had a level of vaccination like they have in some of the cities on the East and West Coast, we could really get the number of cases down tremendously.
And let me jump ahead. I'm just lost my notes. There we go. Sounds like many that get a booster shot find themselves under the weather for a day or so. Are we seeing more of that than we did with the original first or second shot?
Well, the reactions to the booster shot seem to be similar to the reactions to the second dose. So I had my booster shot 2 weeks ago, and I felt a little crummy for about 18 hours, but was back to it within the day.
And so I guess for people that have busy schedules and want to get a booster, I keep hearing that you better plan out which day you can be gone, that sort of thing.
So I got mine on a Friday afternoon so that I could sleep in, watch football on Saturday morning, and by Saturday night I was feeling great.
Let's take a look at COVID-19 case data nationally. What are we seeing there in terms of hotspots around America?
So cases in the U.S. are starting to go up again. Last week, I thought they were starting to go up, and they're clearly going up now. And we're seeing lots of disease in Alaska, the Mountain West, but it's now moving down to Arizona, and Colorado actually is probably the hotspot in the country now. We're starting to see more cases in the Northern Plains and Wisconsin and Minnesota. So it's a worrisome time because all these cool places are getting a lot of disease, and it worries the rest of us that as the weather starts to get colder, then we might see increasing cases.
What about world data? What's out there right now?
Well, lots of disease in Russia, Eastern Europe, and now we're starting to see more cases in Germany and Austria. And so Germany is especially worrisome because they have previously done very well with this, and now they're starting to see disease again, mostly among unvaccinated people.
And what are some of the new things that are being learned about the virus in recent weeks?
Well, I think one of the new ones is that there's a new subvariant. So it's pretty much all Delta, but there's a subvariant of Delta called AY4, which is becoming increasingly recognized. It doesn't seem to be that different from Delta, so I don't think it's going to cause any new surge. The other new thing is an antiviral drug made by Pfizer, and this antiviral drug looked great, about a 80 to 90% decrease in hospitalizations in people who were given this drug.
And do you see those things like that becoming a bigger part of the importance of dealing with this situation?
So I think what we're going to see is going to be a multi-pronged approach. We want people to be vaccinated so it decreases their risk. But then if you do get the disease, we would likely treat people with one or a combination of drugs, including the antibodies, the antiviral drugs, that would tremendously decrease your risk of severe disease. Because this whole pandemic is really concerning because of the huge numbers of people we had in the hospital and all the people that died. Well, if you could make this disease turn into a disease where you rarely got hospitalized and rarely died, it would certainly put a very different complexion on this disease.
Well, and take a lot of stress off the whole area of healthcare.
Right. So healthcare has been really stressed. still with 20 or so people in the hospital any one time, this still does put a fair amount of stress on the hospital systems. There were not 20 open beds this time last year. So now putting 20 people in the hospital with COVID doesn't get rid of the heart attacks and the other knee replacements or whatever that we would be doing. So the hospital is pretty stressed at this point.
What are you hearing from healthcare workers overall? How have they been faring, especially going through this Delta variant time?
Well, I will tell you, they are my heroes. There are so many heroic health workers who work long hours, a lot of overtime, no vacations during this whole COVID surge. It's now, remember, that started in July. So now it's been several months that people have been really working hard. And so there's a little bit of tiredness coming in there. But the healthcare workers have been really great in response to this.
Do you see the pandemic gradually fading over the next few months, or do you think this is going to stick around longer term?
So what I see is that over time, the number of cases is going to stagnate for the next several months, maybe until December or January. And then as spring comes, I think the number of cases will decrease. And then especially if we get other good treatment, that this will be just a background disease. Don't think it'll be gone, but I think it'll be a background disease. Now, all of that is predicated on the assumption that we don't get a new and nasty variant. But if we don't get a new and nasty variant, I think we'll continue to see cases, hospitalizations, and unfortunately some deaths between now and December. And then starting in the new year, the cases will decrease and this will become background. And then maybe I can go to once a month on your show.
And how does this tie in with the percentage of folks getting vaccinated?
Well, when we look in areas that have had either a lot of natural disease or a lot of vaccination or a combination of both, they have a very low rate of disease. So when we look, for example, at India that had just an overwhelming pandemic, they're now down to a low level. Florida, which has both a high level of vaccination and had a lot of disease, they're also at a low level. New York City and California, which have had a lot of vaccination and the moderate disease, they're low. Unfortunately, Douglas County has a low rate of vaccination and comparatively a relatively low rate of disease. So we're still at risk.
And we're seeing in bigger locations, in fact, we just heard at the top of the hour, New York City, Times Square, planning a more traditional event, though masks, vaccination requirements, all that sort of thing. But in those areas that have been heavier, more heavily vaccinated, you're seeing return of more of those things with at least some protocols in the mix.
Yeah, so a friend went to visit in New York City a few weeks ago. And they said for people who are vaccinated, it's almost back to normal. Now, they have suffered massively from disease in the first and second waves. But I think if you get enough people vaccinated or immune from natural disease, we'll see this disease regress.
Week and a half away from Thanksgiving. Some folks still pondering exactly what they want to do with family and friends or what they should do or do differently. What are your thoughts?
Well, Thanksgiving is a little worrisome. A lot of travel to get vaccine to Thanksgiving. So you're going to have people coming from different areas. These events tend to be large with lots of people. They tend to be indoors and they tend to be unmasked and long duration, all kinds of things that just make this very likely to spread. So unfortunately, if you're at a Thanksgiving, outing and somebody's got the disease, those in the group that are unvaccinated are very likely to get sick. So we want people to try and get their vaccines up to date before they go. And certainly if you're at a vaccine, if you're at a Thanksgiving party and you're feeling ill, please stay home.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.